Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go. What's up? I'm so glad that you are here listening to the podcast or watching the podcast. Hopefully you're watching it live and you're posting comments below during the premiere because I'm here watching it live too. What's good? Say what's up to me. All right. So if this is your first time listening to the podcast or checking me out, hi friend. So glad that you're here. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel or subscribe to this podcast, however you're listening to your podcast. And if you have been rocking with me, you know, like we down like four flat tires. Hey girl, hey, how you doing? I'm so glad that you're back and I'm so glad that you keep bringing people with you. So glad that you keep bringing more and more people with you. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's get into it. I actually want to share a quote with you first by Jim Rohn. Income seldom exceeds personal development. That's so good. It's like it's so profound. I'm going to say it again. Income seldom exceeds personal development by Jim Rohn. As a coach who specializes in things like courage and confidence and faith, I can sometimes get distracted by other coaches who are like helping their clients with business strategies because, listen, it seems like, you know, people are just more attracted to investing in, you know, business strategies, right? So like people will pay for a website or it seems like, you know, people want to know more about how to build a website or how to run Facebook ads and marketing and how to create content. And they want all these strategies. It seems like people are more in tune to those strategies. I speak English sometimes, y'all. More in tune to those strategies and those programs, you know, how to write a book, how to publish your book, editing, copy that converts, say it, like all of that stuff. It seems like people are just more interested in that. And because I know how to do some of that also, sometimes I can get distracted and I can start to think for just a second, like, oh, well, maybe I should create a program that teaches some of those things instead. Because one, listen, I'm in business, right? I'm a coach to make money, right? Like I want to earn an income. And so sometimes you're like, man, let me just do what other people are doing. Let me just do this because I can. I think those things are important. I know how to do it. I've written a book. I've published a book. I create amazing content. I've been doing a podcast for a very long time. Like those are all great things. And it seems like people are more interested in that. But that's just not my calling. It's not that I can't do it. It's not my calling, which means that there's somebody out there who can do it better than I do. So I want to stay in my lane, okay? And so today I want to shine a little bit of light on the fact that no matter how great the business strategies are, they will never outperform your doubts and fears and inconsistencies, lack of integrity or character. And so therefore your personal development is an essential part of your business growth and development, right? There is not a business strategy that is going to outperform or overcompensate or pick up the slack for a lack of character or for a lack of integrity or for a lack of consistency. Right? When fear and doubt keep you from showing up, it doesn't matter if you have the tools. It doesn't matter if you have the best story and you're the best writer. If you don't have the confidence and the courage and relationships and, you know, if you don't have the faith to put that book out there, to talk about that book, to pitch yourself, to follow up, it's not going to happen. I don't care how well you wrote the book. Right? So personal development is an essential part of your business growth and business development. And I'm going to tell you why. One, you're the asset. You, the person. You, the person who's listening to the podcast. You are the asset. So when people need something, right? If somebody needs something, they're having a hard time and they are people of faith, they're praying to God. They're saying, God, I need this. I need help, I need guidance, I need connection, whatever. God's delivery system is people, right? When the children of Israel cried out to Moses, or they didn't cry out to Moses, when the children of Israel cried out to God, God sent Moses to deliver them. When God intended to hand over the land of Canaan to the children of Israel, He used Joshua to guide them, to take them, to lead them over. So God's delivery system for answering prayers are people. You're a people. You're a person and you're the asset. So whether you're an accountant, an attorney, a hairstylist, loctician, podcaster, life coach, courage coach, business coach, a finance coach, like whatever it is you deliver. Mary Kay sales director, you're in keto, you're in Rodan Fields, whatever it is you are, right? Whatever, you're the asset. The message doesn't get delivered without you, right? And the message is delivered better when you're better and more consistently. When you have the support that you need emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially, you are the asset. You're the delivery system. And the better the system, the more people you'll serve and the better you will serve them. Right? So that's why investing in yourself and your own personal development is important. It's an important part of your business growth. You will run business better when you're better. It's like, let's say that I'm going to use a spoon to serve soup. Now, the people need soup, and the soup is going to fill their belly, and it's going to provide them with nutrients that's going to help them to heal their bodies and get strong, right? And you are the spoon. What happens with the soup if it's a slotted spoon, or if the spoon has holes, or if the spoon's handle isn't long enough? Or if the spoon can't handle the heat of the soup, do the people get served? No. And it's not the technique. It's not that you don't know how to scoop it into the pot and into a bowl. It's the thing that you're using to deliver the soup to the people needs support. It's got some holes in it. Maybe it's a cheap spoon. You know, the material's not, and I'm not calling you cheap. I'm just saying, follow this analogy. And the material, it's not made of tough stuff. So when it gets in the heat, it can only serve so many people before it needs to take a break. But if it were more fortified and made of tougher stuff and didn't have slots, if it was better developed, if it was a better spoon, then it could deliver the soup. Doesn't matter how great the soup is or how miraculous the soup is. The soup don't get delivered when the spoon ain't right. And you the spoon, sis. You the spoon. All right? The other thing is that the better you become, the less time it takes you to get things done. Right? I love this soup analogy, which I did not write down in my notes. So this is a download from the Lord helping me to illustrate this point to you. The better you become, the less time it takes you to get it done. So let's stick with the soup, and I have to serve the soup, and you're the spoon. You're the spoon meant to deliver this solution to a starving people. God has chosen you, has made you, and equipped you for this, right? But as you are right now, maybe you're a smaller spoon. And so you can only, maybe you're like a tablespoon. How long is it going to take you? How much energy is it going to take you if you are the delivery system for the soup and you're a tablespoon as opposed to a ladle, right? Or some other thing that I never heard of that might be even better at delivering soup. When you invest in developing yourself, it helps you to deliver more in less time. I can now serve my clients better, right? I'm a when my mind and things are supported, when I'm in a better space as a human being, as a person, whatever work I show up to do, I can do. You've worked with people that have brought their problems with them to work, right? They're going through a difficult time. They don't know how to handle the things they're going through. Personal development helps you to be a better you, right? Helps you to better handle things. You can identify triggers. You have better coping skills. You're more resilient. All of these things happen, which means I can now get more things done in a shorter amount of time, which is great. Why? Because when I know I can set boundaries and I can set routines that help support me and that are going to help to increase my productivity, now I can reach more. And if I can reach more people, I can increase my impact. And that's what you're here for, right? And listening to this podcast, you want to increase your impact and your income. It's not to say that you don't have any impact. Maybe you have 100,000 followers. Maybe you have 1 million followers. So are you saying because you are serving 1 million, you don't want to be able to serve 2 million if you have the capacity to do it, right? So you can increase your impact. And when you increase your impact, we already know it helps us to increase our income. So when you invest in personal development, it helps you to get the things that you already know how to do, helps you to get them done in less time. You're better at managing your time. You're better at organizing your schedule. You know yourself well enough to know when you're most productive. You know the things that you need to be supported. You know what time of day, you know what locations are going to support the goals that you have written down in your calendar. The better I get to know myself, the better I can handle myself, and the better I can serve the people I've been called to serve, period. Another thing is if you like, okay, so listen. You're not the only spoon in town. I know. And this is not about competition. I'm not competing with anybody. But I certainly want to stand out. I want to be the shiniest penny I can be. I want to be the best spoon that I can be. I want to be the best looking spoon you ever seen, right? Like, I want there to be something about me that makes me stand out. And when you develop, when you focus on personal development as a part of your business plan, it helps you to stand out in a saturated market. I think John Maxwell, he is like the king of leadership. King of leadership. He's always, his whole career is about leadership. Now, he has a lot of faith and Bible-based thing, but he's talking about leadership and corporations and businesses and CEOs and things like that. And so I think it's his quote. He says, he said something along the lines of anytime he sees somebody breaking away from the pack and pulling out in front of the pack, it is undoubtedly a person who is focused on personal development. They've become better and that helps them to stand out. And so when you make personal development and investing in yourself a part of your growth and development as a business owner, as a CEO, it helps you to separate from the rest. So many people are okay with good enough. So many people are okay with managing the things that keep them from being productive instead of overcoming them and getting rid of them altogether. People want to manage their anxiety instead of overcoming it. People want to manage their procrastination instead of, getting to a place where they don't procrastinate. They want to manage, their distractions. They don't want to build discipline. And so when you make a decision that the majority of people do not make, when you decide to make a decision to invest in your personal growth and development, you deliver better, you get more things done in less time, you take care of yourself, you can serve more, you're increasing your impact and your income, and that helps you to stand out. You can now go the extra mile. Sometimes people can't go the extra mile because it took all they had to deliver what they delivered. delivered what they promised. It takes all they had to deliver what they promised you. So they can't go above and beyond because they had 8 hours to complete something. It took them 8 hours to complete it. They haven't learned how to become more productive or how to increase their skill level or to learn or whatever. And so now it took all the time. And now I ain't got the time to be going above and beyond. But I can go above and beyond in my contracts. When I work with the clients, I recently did a one-on-one. Well, at the time of this recording, it was recent. By the time this podcast come out, it won't be recent. It will have been like over a month. But anyway, I had a client I did a one-on-one productivity session with, productivity strategy session. And basically what I do is in a 90-minute session, I help clients to come up with a system for their calendar, for their schedule, for their planner that works for them, that allows them to create a routine that reflects their priorities, right? So sometimes we say out of our mouths what our priorities are, but our calendars do not support that. Our planners do not support. So you'll say, my family is very important to me. But then when I look at your planner, your family's not on your planner. You'll say that your faith is very important to you, but then when I look at your schedule, you've got no time for the Lord on there. You'll say that your health and fitness is important to you, but then when I look at your calendar, you ain't got no time to work out, right? And so a productivity strategy session helps you to get those priorities on your calendar, helps you to get more done, the things that you need to get done, and for you to have time to do the other things that are also important to you, right? And so I had a client that I met with, and the way that works is you schedule the appointment, we get together for the 90 minutes, we come up with your calendar, your schedule. I teach you how to do the schedule yourself, right? And then, moving forward, and then you send me a picture of the calendar. When you send me a picture of your week, I check in with you at the end of the week, and I can say, hey, how did it go? I ask you some questions, and then you do it again for the second week, and you send me another picture. And then at the end, I'm like, hey, how did things go? Make sure I answer any questions. And so now you are equipped not just with a calendar and a schedule that works, but with a strategy that you can use anytime you need to change your schedule. And life is like that. I mean, life sometimes requires a change, right? But it needs to be a change that still supports the goals that you have. So I met with a client, we did that. And for whatever reason, the 2 weeks that I would be kind of supporting her, providing her with some support, were not normal work weeks. They were going to be weeks where she was going to be out of town 1 week. So that's not really normal. And then she had something else the first week. So that wasn't really normal. And she said to me, I really wish these 2 weeks had been more like work weeks because I would have made more sense to get your support then. And I said, no problem. I know these 2 weeks have been, not regular weeks for you, but you've shown up and you've done the work with this, with your calendar. So what I'll do is let's do this again for a third week. Now you're back to normal. Let's get that calendar done. Send me a picture and I'll provide support for you for the next week at no additional cost to you. I don't owe her anything. The only thing I owed her is the 90 minutes. That's it. I only owed her the 90 minutes because that's what I sell. That's what is there. You get a 90-minute strategy session with me. I don't owe anybody a follow-up or anything like that, but I provide that because I can. Because the rest of the work I do, the way I handle myself and my calendar, because of the personal development and how I've invested in myself and learning more about my preferences and boundaries and all of those things, it allows me to get the work done that I need to get done in a short amount of time. I have time to spend with my family and do things that matter. I also have time to go above and beyond for my clients. And so I do. Same thing is true with contracts. When I work with another coach, if I'm working in her community, I have the way my life is set up, because I've invested in myself and I know who I am and I know what I need to do and I'm able to do those things, I'm able to go above and beyond in those contracts as well. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, I can support you in that way. Yeah, sure, I can support you in that way. You know what that does? That increases my impact and it increases my income. So the time that I've spent in personal development has been an important part of helping me to grow my business, increase my bottom line. And so you can do the same thing. So what do I want you to do? There's an assignment. You knew it was coming. So did I, right? I want you to take some time to imagine the income and the income. I said the income and the income, didn't I? I want you to take some time to imagine the impact and the income you'd like to see in your business. The number of people you'd like to serve, the number of women you'd like to help start a business with your direct sales or whatever, right? I'd like for you to think about the type of impact you'd like to have and subsequently the type of income you'd like to have. Now, why don't you ask yourself, who do you need to become in order to get there? Right? When I think about the type of impact and income, I need to be a woman who is not exhausted at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I need to be a woman who's not exhausted at 5, whose mind is as clear at 10 o'clock in the morning, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon as it is at 10 o'clock in the morning. I need to be a woman who's not physically exhausted from working a retreat, right? To the point where I almost can't deliver. I need to be a woman who is not always behind the eight ball when it comes to recording my podcast or writing my emails or whatever. And that means that I need to grow as a person. I'm going to have to become a woman who lives a healthy and active lifestyle. That's who I need to become in order to have that. So personal development might mean I get a personal fitness, a personal trainer, right? Get some personal fitness goals, right? Personal development might mean that I get a therapist. Come on now. When I'm able to deal with the things that come to me day in and day out, I'm a wife and a mother of young adults. You know what it's like to be a mother of a young adult. It's not easy. Whoever said terrible twos are the worst, they lied. They didn't have young adult children. They had two-year-olds. They hadn't grown to the young adult phase, right? And so do I have the mental, emotional, spiritual capacity to handle the things that come in my personal life so that it doesn't impact my business, so it doesn't impact how I show up, right? Think about what type of woman you need to become. And then I want you to consider getting on a discovery call with me to see if the Courageous Tribe 2.0 program is a good fit. I'm not inviting you to get on a call just yet, right? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I want you to think about whether or not a discovery call is the way to go for you, because you think the Courageous Tribe 2.0 is a program that might be able to help you. Because listen, when you invest in the Courageous Tribe, when you invest in Courageous Tribe 2.0, that's an investment in yourself and is therefore an investment in your business. Because in the Courageous Tribe, I'm teaching you how to use the power tools that we talk about on the podcast. We all know it's not enough for us to know what they are and why we should do them. We need to know how to do them. We go further and faster in community and with accountability. The Courageous Tribe provides all of that. And so if you're in a place where you're ready to invest in yourself as a means to investing in your business, if you are ready to admit that you don't show up as your most bold self and you're not consistently following through on things because you struggle with imposter syndrome or lack of confidence, if you're ready to admit that to yourself, then get on a discovery call and see if the Courageous Tribe 2.0 is for you, all right? That's the third thing. That's always it. And you know what the always the same assignment is, right? Come on, say it with me. If this has blessed you, bless somebody else with it. Whether you share the link to this YouTube channel, this particular video, screenshot it, share it on your IG story, send a link to somebody, share the link on your social media, whatever. If this has blessed you, do me a favor and bless somebody else with it, because I cannot get these messages out. I can't reach the people I need to reach and increase my impact or my income without your help. So share, share, share. So don't forget to do the work. Imagine the income and impact you'd like to see in your biz. Who do you need to come in order to get there? Share who you need to become in the Dose of Courage community. And go to the website, couragemolina.org, and book a call with me. Discovery call. It's free. We'll just talk a little bit and see if it's a good fit. It's not a good fit for everybody. And as y'all know, I only want to work with women that it's a good fit for. I don't need no aggravation in my life. I don't want you to be disappointed, and I don't want to be annoyed. So it's not for everybody. So, you know, and the discovery call is free. It doesn't give you any obligation or anything like that. And it may not be a good fit, but you don't know until you get on the call. So if you think it might be, then let's get on the call. Couragemolina.org. Set it up. I pray that as you listen to this podcast every week, that you would start to show up as your most bold self. You know, and start taking courageous action consistently so that you can increase your impact and your income. You were created for greatness, and I want you to be great. And I'm, you know, blessed to be a part of it. So until next time, friends. Bye, friends. Love y'all. I don't know why I say bye, love you later, bye. I don't know. It's just what I say. Don't judge me. All right. Love y'all. Later. Bye.